A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Yom Gizul of Cherry Hill. Erevin Samach Zayin Amud Beis, 67b, pagination, page 134, towards the bottom of the page, the last small line. Hahu Yenuka, there was the story of a baby, the Ishtapich Chamimei, that his hot water had been spilled out. Accident happened that the water was spilled out. Someone, I guess, was carrying it and spilled it. They needed hot water for the child. Amaluhu Rabba. So Rabba said, Naisu lechamimi migo besoi. Go take hot water from my house and carry it to the house where the child is. He needs hot water. Amale Abaye. So Abaye said, Vaholo aravinon. We never made an Eruv, so you can't carry from your house to the house of need. Omale, so Rabba told him back, Nismoch Ashituf, rely on the Shituf Mevaos. You'll recall that even though we do Chatzeros and Shituf and the entire community in one fell swoop with a box of matzah, but the way they traditionally did it, was there was a joining in the chatzar in the courtyard, and then there was another joining in the alleyway. So Rabba said, even if they forgot to do the one in the courtyard, so you could rely on the one that was done for the alleyway to join everybody together. And then you can carry. Amale and Abaye told him back, Koloshat Finon, we didn't do Shituf Muvaos either, we didn't do the alleyway one. So Rabba told him, Nemru le lenochri leisile. So he said, go tell a non-Jew to carry the hot water from my house to the house of need. Do it through a non-Jew. Now the story gets fascinating here. Amar Abaye said, Boi l'usfe lemar, I wanted to ask a kasha on the master, v'lo shavkin Rav Yosef. And Rav Yosef, the colleague of Rabba, would not let me ask the question. So you could just picture the scene. Abaye is itching with a question, and Rav Yosef motions to him, not now. The Omer Rav Yosef Amar Rav Kano, because we have a principle. Ki avinan be Rav Yehuda, where we were sitting by Rav Yehuda. Hava Omer lon, he taught us, bid oraisa musvinan to yufta. If it's a biblical violation that's under discussion and you want to ask on the ruling to you, Musfina to you have to ask the question, Vahadar Avdin and Maisa, and then we'll do the action. Meaning, if you have a question, we're going to hold off on the behavior that was ruled until you ask your question and we see if there's a good answer, and then we'll let him do what we said he could do. Bidrabanon, but if it's a rabbinic thing that the ruling said you could do, Avdin and Maisa, we allow the person to do it based on the ruling. V'hoda misvinan to yufta, and then we let you ask your question. In other words, in cases of doubt, we're willing to take responsibility on the ruling if it's a rabbinic thing, even though I know someone has a question. It could be that he has an answer. That's no problem. But if it's biblical, we would have held off. So over here, Rav Yosef stopped him from his question, because the child needs the hot water. Rabba came up with a reason that you could do it through a non-Jew. He came up with a solution. You have a question on my solution. Well, being that it's rabbinic, we're going to let him do it based on the ruling. And now you can ask your question. Lebosar hochi. Afterwards, Rav Yosef says, no problem, what did you want to ask?
Abaye is his student, right?
Yes. Abaye and Rava are the students of Rabba and Rav Yosef.
And Rabba's making the ruling.
Rabba made the ruling. Rav Yosef held Abaye off.
Right.
Don't ask now. After the action was done, the hot water was transferred. They used it, whatever happened. Labosarochi, after the behavior, Omale, Rav Yosef said to him, my boys, l'usfe lamar. So what did you want to ask on the master?
And if it was a deraisa ruling,
had it been a deraisa, and I hear your concern, I would have had to hold off and waited to hear what the student, I mean, Abaye is a player.
Right.
He's not a child at this point. He's a player. I would have to hear what you have to say. I guess it depends on the Rebbe Talmud relationship. If the Rebbe figures, I mean, like, I'm allowed to paskin a shayla, so then he's allowed to paskin. But over here, like, I guess Abaye was considered a colleague at this point, and if he had a question, it had to be addressed. But Rav Yosef had this nuance where he knew, as serious as your question might be, but it is a derabbanon, and Rabba's ruling, I could gamble, it'll stand in the end, which it did. Amalei, Abaye told him, this is my question. Last line of the page. Tanya, we learned in Abaisa. Hazo'o shavus, sprinkling a person from the Parah Aduma, is a shavus. It's a rabbinic violation. There's nothing biblical in the violation. Va'amira l'nachri shavus, and telling a non-Jew to do something, is also a rabbinic violation. Just like you find that the rabbinic violation of sprinkling on Shabbos doesn't knock Shabbos off even in a place of need. Rashi points out the person needs to shecht his carbon Pesach. I mean, there's a mitzvah that's very important. We don't say knock off the derabbanon of Parah Aduma and sprinkle him even on Shabbos. We don't say that. It's rabbinic, and rabbinic stands on Shabbos. We don't just knock it off. Af amira l'nochri shavus ve'inedochas ha-Shabbos. Abaye posits that amira l'nochri, telling the non-Jew to carry the stuff, should also be a rabbinic violation, which it is, and it should not be allowed to violate Shabbos in such a way. Because it's rabbinic, so it's rabbinic. So that was a rabbinic in case of need, and this is rabbinic in the case of need. Why is that not Docha Shabbos, and you're so sure to carry the water through a non-Jew that you're allowed to be Docha Shabbos? Third line of the page now, Amalei, he told him back, here's your answer. V'lo shani lach, isn't it different to you? Ben shavus de ispe maisa, le shavus de lespe maisa. Not all derabbanons are created equal. There's a derabbanon where a Jew is doing a violation, and a derabbanon where the Jew is not doing a violation. If the Jew is not doing a violation, it's more lenient. Lo shani, isn't it different to you? When a non-Jew does something, sure, it's the same rabbinic violation, but it's very different because the non-Jew is doing it. No Jew is doing any behavior, even the non-Jew is doing it. Whereas by the sprinkling, the Jew was doing the derabbanon, and therefore it's more strict. A Jew doing a derabbanon is handled differently. We find this, for example, in Simon Shin Chof Ches, by the laws of refuah on Shabbos. So if you have a chola kol gufo, if you have a person who's ill, but not life-threatening, he's ill enough to fall into bed, he's in pain, what are you allowed to do? So the halacha, the way we paskin, is you're allowed to have a non-Jew do even a deoraisa. That's the way the Mishnah Berurah clarifies it. Sifkat and Memzayin. A non-Jew is allowed to do even a deoraisa. But a Yisrael, even to do a derabbanon, is only b'shinui. You have to do it in an unusual way. So the non-Jew doing a biblical violation is one level of rabbinic. The non-Jew is doing a biblical violation, one level rabbinic, because a non-Jew doing it. A Jew doing a derabbanon is also one level rabbinic, but that's not enough. Because over here, the Jew is doing the behavior. And therefore we need a shinui to do it in an unusual way on top of the derabbanon. So you're getting two derabbanon. You're doing a derabbanon with a shinui for someone who's significantly ill. But you do see that not all rabbinics are created equal, because otherwise, me doing a deoraisa with a shinui should be the same one level derabbanon as getting a non-Jew to do a deoraisa straight. But it's not. A non-Jew doing it is more lenient because there's no Jew doing the behavior. Now, there's one more facet over here that's worth observing. You'll notice that the Gemara continues, "Dahamar lo omar lenochri zil achim," because the master did not tell the non-Jew to warm it up. Right? There's an alternative solution over here. You could have the non-Jew warm up new water in the place of the child. Now, the Hagos HaBach takes these words out. He says they're not necessary, they don't belong here. But there is a concept being expressed, whether the Gemara needs these words or not. Note that Rabba did not say that the non-Jew should do a biblical violation. What Rabba allowed, let's be careful, he allowed a non-Jew to carry, which is a rabbinic violation, because all they were worried about was the Erev Chatzeros. The non-Jew is carrying for a makom mitzvah for a child who needs attention. Perhaps in order that they could do the milah, and otherwise they won't be able to do the milah because they don't have water to bathe him afterwards to keep him healthy. But whatever the thing is, all he's allowing is the classic shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah. A rabbinic on a rabbinic in the place of need.
What are the two rabbinics?
Rabbinic is carrying through a non-Jew.
Oh.
He never told you that the non-Jew should warm the water. He never said the non-Jew should light the fire. He told, it's like so tame. At the end of the story, what he allowed is very tame. He allowed rabbinic on a rabbinic in a case of mitzvah. Yeshakoach, have a good day.